It's Sunday the 24th of April. It's about, I'm not sure, I think it's possibly about 9:30 or 10. So we had another nice bit of a long lie in bed this morning up here at Loch Loy Holiday Park in Nairn. 24th of April, it's our anniversary today, 45 years married. So, that's nice. And the sun's shining for us. The heavy clouds and the... Not really, not a lot of rain, to be honest. We had just a couple of showers during the whole day. A couple of little flurries of snow. Nothing at all, a few minutes and then gone. But the skies were mostly heavy yesterday, but this morning... They've all broken up and we have some lovely big cumulus clouds drifting, coming from the north over the Moray Firth, over the sand dunes and over the holiday park here. But there's more blue sky, much more blue sky than clouds. And right now I am sitting facing the sand dunes with my back to the sun at the side of our holiday caravan. That sun is actually baking my back and it's gorgeous. My wife's in the shower. As I said earlier, it's our anniversary, 45 years. I'm going to mark it by having a really lazy day and see how the day goes. Nothing really planned for today at all. Yesterday we headed away over towards Inverness, up over the Keswick Bridge, over the Black Isle. And up to Invergordon, the deep haven, the deep harbour. Lovely wee town, Invergordon. The gable ends of many of the buildings on the High Street have been muralled up, and I've taken a lot of photographs of these over the years. Every time I go up, I take more photographs, even though I've got many duplicates, but they're just so spectacular. And then from there, you'll see rigs up there all the time in the Beauly Firth. That's the Beauly, that side of the Black Isle, the Beauly Firth. There's lots of rigs, oil rigs in there for maintenance, repairs. There's a big cable laying ship in dock in there. Massive thing, absolutely massive. Looked as if it was maybe in for some kind of servicing or to pick up some cable drums. And then we came from there down to Dingwall and out to Strathpeffer to the Victorian Railway Station and had, as usual, a cappuccino in the beautiful wee railway station tea room. Strathpeffer is a fantastic place. If you've never heard of it, Google it. And if you're ever up this way, go to Strathpeffer. Fantastic place. Beautiful little town. Beautiful little place. Spa town. And then we came home, back to the caravan, settled in for the evening, watching telly, pizza, carrot cake, sweeties. Yeah, a bit too much to be honest, but there you go, we're on holiday. So this morning, as I said, nothing planned. If the weather stays like this, we'll go a walk. In fact, I think my wife already said this one, if it stays nice, we'll hit the beach and go for a long walk away down the beach. Back, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. She's singing in the shower. Well, I call it singing, but it's not singing. That's it's an unusual sound. But when she's doing that, that means she's really happy, and that means I'm happy. So. Looking down at my feet at the grass and all the attempts by the rabbits to dig burrows through the sandy soil. Of course the sand dunes are full of rabbits. I have to tell you, the gorse is out here too, the beautiful, that beautiful rich yellow gorse. It's out en masse, as they say, right along the dunes. Stunning. Stunning. There's a caravan. Obviously a private owned one just at the corner. They've made a nice log garden, driftwood garden from the sea, from the beach. And they've got two beautiful big pieris plants about 4 foot, 5 foot in diameter each. And they're in, it's not flower, but it looks like flowers. It's the new leaves are bright red, which eventually fade to green. But they look like flowers. And they are absolutely resplendent this morning in the morning sun. Caravan park is incredibly quiet for this time of the year. We'd expected it to be a lot busier, but you know, it's absolutely fine. It's just magical being up here. Absolutely wonderful. Yes, so we'll see what the day brings. Right now, having fun in the sun. Isn't that what they say? Have fun in the sun. So peaceful. Peaceful, this one. Yeah, walk along the beach would be a great thing to do in a day like this. Please God that the skies stay relatively clear so we can get as much as that wonderful sunshine. Because the wind is, it's not a hard wind this morning, in fact it's barely a breeze, but it is still coming from the Arctic, so it's cool. It's flowing between Mortais at the moment. That's okay. That's nice. Woken this morning early, not by the call of nature, but by the call of the bloody seagulls. I think they do it on purpose, as soon as there's daylight, to get the residents, if you like, out of their beds and throw some food out to them, but we're barred from throwing food out, and they should be. We should never feed seagulls, never feed them. You'll never get rid of them. You know, one crusty bread and they'll be there every morning, and they'll stomp up and down on the rooftops of the caravan to get you up to feed them again. They're clever buggers, you know, but you really don't want them. But I think they deliberately squawk and squeal at each other that time in the morning just to get you out of your bed. Well, they got me out of bed for about 5 minutes and then I went back to sleep. Anyway, I'm going back in because it's soon to shower time. Maybe we'll catch a bit of Mary singing. Loose term, I know. Sure thing.